Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Chrissy. So, have you ever been faced with stress in your daily life? Well, for some of you, maybe working is stress, and maybe going to school and preparing for exams is stress. So, today we have a TED video, and it's called How to Make Stress Your Friend, and it's a condensed talk, meaning the original speech is so much longer than this video, but this video is the essence of the speech. So, let's take a look at today's sentence. Now, if you were actually in the study, you'd probably be a little stressed out. Your heart might be pounding, you might be breathing faster. Now, normally we interpret these physical changes as anxiety. But what if you viewed them instead as signs that your body was preparing you to meet this challenge? Now, if you were actually in this study, you'd probably be a little stressed out. Your heart might be pounding, you might be breathing faster. Now, normally we interpret these physical changes as anxiety, but what if you viewed them instead as signs that your body was preparing you to meet this challenge? 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 pound， pound 呢是猛击的意思，然后它当然当名词还有其他意思，像是英镑。那我们先看到它的动词 pound， 那要记得呢它的 ou 呢是发 ow 的音 ，ow pound。Pound， 除了我们可以用在例句里面看到的 heart is pounding 之外呢，我们也可以说 a stranger is pounding heavily on the door， 有一个陌生人呢在我们的门上猛敲门。那讲到它的名词作为英镑的话，我可以跟大家分享一个，我在到英国刚到英国的时候呢，在伦敦他们都有那个 Oyster Card， 其实就像我们的悠游卡。那悠游卡买了之后呢，要先加值这样子，所以我就到售票的窗口呢，我就跟他说 Excuse me, can I top up this card for $15?那在窗口帮我加值的老先生呢，他就用一个有点就是被侮辱或者是有点傲慢的态度就说Oh, I'm sorry, we don't use dollar here, we only use pound. 就是说呢、啊、我们这边不用 dollar 啦，因为 dollar 是美金，我们这边只用的是英镑，所以要搞清楚你的币值这种感觉。那这边要提醒大家的是说，在中文里面我们好像讲到比如说几英镑啊，或者是美金多少钱，我们都会直接说哦，那个是几块钱。可是在英文里面你用的币值是什么，就是差别非常大。除了是说比如说像是 5 pound 就是5英镑， $5 5美金，或者是 5 euros 则是5欧元。所以大家尤其在旅游的时候要记得搞清楚币值。那再来看一个跟它长得很像的字呢，叫做 pond。pond 呢是池塘的意思，那 on 这边是发 r 的音，会发 on。pond 跟上面呢 pound 是不太一样，一个是 ow， 一个是 on。pound 跟 pond。再来来看的是 breathe。breathe 呢指的是呼吸当动词，那 ea 呢是发长音 e， 要记得它最后面有一个 e， 那是不发音的，所以这个字呢是发 breathe。 那如果要讲一个人的吸气或者是气息呢是 breath， breath b-r-e-a-t-h， ea 是发微笑的嘴型 a， 所以是 breathe 跟 breath。举例来说呢， one of Taylor's biggest nightmare is to have bad mouth breath。Taylor 最怕的一件事情啊，就是他的气息口可能会有口臭，然后影响到周围的人。那再来我们要来看的是 interpret， interpret 是解释说明的意思，那它当然还有另外一个是口译的意思。现在看解释和说明，它的重音呢是在 ter 的地方， pret 呢是发短音 e， interpret， interpret。 For example， I think he was offended because he misinterpreted what I said。我认为啊，他如果觉得被冒犯，一定是因为他理解错我想表达的。再我们要来看的是 physical， physical 呢指的是身体上的，跟它相对应的是 mental， 身体上跟精神上的，我们通常会讲 physical and mental。 那我们会说呢， his physical condition is pretty good， but I think his mental status is unstable。 认为呢他身体上的状态呢十分良好，那可是他精神上的状态可是非常不稳定。那再来还有 psychological 则是心理学的，重音在 lo 的地方， psy 呢发 psy，cho 发 psych，lo 发 r，psychological 心理学，跟它相对应的呢则是 physiological， 那 psy 呢是发 phi 的音 ，sio 呢则是发 zi，physio， 那重音一样是在 lo 的地方 ，physiological。Physiological 则是生理学的，它这两个字呢，我觉得 physiological 跟 psychological 乍看长得非常像，所以要记得分清楚哦。 最后面来看的是 anxiety。 Anxiety 呢指的是焦虑的意思，它的重音在 XIE 的地方。大家可能会觉得 XIE 好像看起来很难发，那其实 X 这个音呢，我们会把它分成两个部分，我们会发 anxiety 这种感觉。For example, the anxiety of not knowing whether I passed the test or not is literally killing me. 就是还不知道我考试到底过了没的这种焦虑呢，真的是快杀死我，就是急得快死掉了。那它的形容词呢，则是 anxious。Anxious， 那一样 ，XIOUS 这边呢是发 shus，A N X 呢只是发 ang， 所以会有一个 anxious。Anxious 是焦虑的，那我们可以说 He's very anxious about his sick dog. 他对于他的生病的狗狗感到非常焦虑。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Now, if you're actually in this study, you'd probably be a little stressed out. Your heart might be pounding, you might be breathing faster. Now, normally we interpret these physical changes as anxiety, but what if you view them instead as signs that your body was preparing you to meet this challenge? Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. You know, you might feel like your heart is pounding, but that means your body is preparing you to meet the pronunciation challenge. So remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!